I'm Zach East. Thanks for hanging out with me and with our friends at Honor Credit Union, who bring you Coffee Talk. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it. Today's Coffee Talk features the Caribbean island of Barbados. They've got a proposition for you. Live for the next year in their COVID-free environment. A golden opportunity for people that have been pushed out of the office and are now working remotely. You can travel to paradise and work at the beach. The Barbados Prime Minister wants to allow tourists to stay for 12 months, saying, quote, Barbados is a perfect place for you to come. Take advantage of being in a different part of the world, the sun, the sea, the sand, and a stable society. Barbados is open to United States citizens, but very few countries currently allow American visitors due to the surge of COVID cases. By the way, there are none, or there are very little in Barbados at the moment. But as far as I know, if you potentially come from a part of the U.S. that has it, you might give everyone on the island it. I don't know. Semantics, right? And the most regrettable names that parents have given their children, according to a new survey of 6,000 people by GigaCalculator.com. For the boys, at 12%, it's Dexter. Number 9, Sonny. Number 8, Jasper. Number 7, Felix. Number 6, Grayson. On the list of most regrettable names parents have given their children. Number 5, Oliver. Number 4, Tobias. Number 3, Carter. Number 2, Jackson. And number 1, Hunter. On the list of most regrettable names parents have given their children for the boys. I'll have to let our buddy down the hall, Hunter, know about that on our sister station. And the most regretted girls' names, you ask? Number 10, Gracie, which happens to be the name of my dog. I feel very personally attacked now. Number 9, Delilah. Number 8, Summer. Number 7, Harriet. Number 9, Miriam. Number 5, Edith, on the most regretted girls' names. Amber at number 4, Lila at number 3, Arabelle at number 2, and Aurora at number 1 on the list. If you missed any of that, you can see it in the podcast right now at 983thecoast.com.